This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce mon Dieu. Moi vivant, mais mon petit mari, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida for treatment. According to Haitian authorities, an armed commando of 28 men, 26 Colombians and 2 Haitian Americans, burst in and opened fire on the couple in their home. So far, 17 have been arrested and at least 3 killed. A handful remain at large, according to police. No motive for the attack has been made public. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Venezuela's interior minister says clashes between police and a gang in northwestern Caracas this week have killed at least 26 people, including 4 officers. Interior Minister Carmen Melendez said at least 38 people have been injured in the violence. The casualty count comes after several days of violence had some Caracas residents fleeing their homes and snarled traffic in several neighborhoods. Authorities are trying to push back against what analysts say is a turf grab by a criminal gang looking to expand beyond the Cota 905 barrio. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's ruling Prosperity Party has been declared the winner of last month's national election in a landslide, assuring a second term for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The National Election Board of Ethiopia says the party won 410 seats out of 436 contested in the federal parliament, which will see some seats remain vacant after 1/5 of constituencies didn't vote due to unrest or logistical reasons. The vote was a major test for Abiy, who came to power in 2018 and oversaw dramatic political reforms, but has been accused by critics of backtracking from some promises. No voting occurred in the conflict-hit Tigray region. Officials removed 2 Confederate statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, including one that was at the center of a deadly riot in 2017 on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Cheers went up as General Robert E. Lee came down.
Get the horse you rode in on.
Zion O'Brien petitioned to remove the statue.
To the young people out there, I hope that this empowers you to speak up on the issues that matter and to take charge in your own cities and community.
While scores applauded, a handful opposed, with one heckler. But former city council member Kristen Sakas says the removal sends a powerful message.
We're finally ready to be a community that doesn't telegraph through our public art that we are pretty fine with white supremacy.
Thomas Stonewall Jackson's statue was also taken down. Years of litigation held up the removals. And in 2017, a Unite the Right rally led to the death of Heather Heyer, a counter-protester. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine and NATO warships and military aircraft have wrapped up a series of drills in the Black Sea, a 2-week show of their strong defense ties and capability. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Seabreeze 2021 maneuvers involved about 30 warships and 40 aircraft from NATO members and Ukraine, and included some target practice. The Russian military conducted a series of parallel drills with warplanes practicing bombing runs. Commander John D. John of the USS Ross.
They are exercising their right to operate in international waters, just as we are exercising our right.
It all followed a confrontation between Russian military forces and a British destroyer off Crimea last month.
No one nation can claim the Black Sea or any international body of water. Those bodies of water belong to the international community, and we're committed to ensure that all nations have access to international waterways.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.